So I'm like, what's the point? Now you're fucking lying to me? I'm like, forget it. Well, what's the reason for all that, you know? Well, I know one of the reasons for one of them. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, so, and I still have things coming in trying to hook me in and stuff, but Deception. Huh. Why? I'm like the soldier on the door. With his gun in the air, dying. Why? Anyway, so I just wanted to address those things, and I don't know, I guess some of this can be pretty boring on that, and I don't know if I'll release it, but there we go. Yeah, I'd like to see if I could write that again, but with more of a coherent, more of a compassionate, and more of a appreciation, yeah. Appreciation. Yeah, I get it. Of each other. And it's different schools of thought. But I think if I'm willing to see one side, then the other side should be willing to see the other side as well. And come to an understanding. I think we are in the new era now, the new, what are these called? Not eras, but eons, whatever, we're in the new eon. And, you know, I should be pushing for greater, I don't know, unless there's things I'm misunderstanding, but for example, that guy, that Freemason guy, he seems to be on my side of thinking. Yet he is a Freemason, and that's not Freemasons I'm talking about, by the way. Although I'm sure they're a part of it as well. I think they all are. I think they're all connected on top anyway. With, you know, not necessarily on the ground level, but somewhere with the. I think all of them are connected somehow, or at least talk to each other or whatever. And can use each other, I'm sure, probably as well for things, but, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, and I know there's probably all sorts of things that I'm missing in it. I think one of the main ones is, though, that, and I'd definitely be against it, is I think they do use blackmail and that kind of stuff. And what's the opposite of blackmail? When they reward you with things, you know, with certain things, you can get away with certain things in life and see how well you are connected to the legal system or whatever. So for example, say, I don't know, you got a speeding ticket or something and you're part of, say it's the Freemasons, and I'm like, you know, hey, don't worry about it, you're a 33rd Freemason, degree Freemason, you'll never be charged for that, you'll be fine, I'll get someone to write that off for you, you know. But you just keep keeping your secret, you know. So it's kind of the opposite of blackmail. Is that white male or something? I don't know. I never heard white male, but, you know, that would kind of make sense as well. You know, the good things of it. If you're doing well, if you keep well, and then the bad things of it, if you're doing any dissent, if you're a dissenter or something. Yeah, and if you're profane, then you have to be kept profane, then you're not allowed to share in the knowledge and that. But as I said, you can look up all the stuff if you want. They would just have a packaged version of it, I suppose, and with a theatrical side to it, which would be the initiatory phase, isn't it? Which I'm sure you can get things from as well, experience from, which is mainly, I suppose, support from people who are part of the same thing, which is, I'm sure, it's really nice. That's sounds lovely. Get support. That's something I definitely don't have. certainly be nice to have some support. And for that reason, I could possibly join Freemasonry, because that would be certainly a nice thing to have in my life right now. Although, I don't feel I need it to follow any particular spiritual path or anything like that. Because it was explained to me before by a 33rd, I don't know, he's 32nd degree Freemason, that it's more for kind of people who are lost in that. You know, but if you feel like you have your own path, yeah, and I always felt I kind of had my own path, so. But not feeling like you have the support, though, that's something. Something I definitely don't feel. Although I felt more heard, even though I'm not the one talking, from the TikTok algorithms that are sending me, you know, stuff on the autistic stuff and the ADHD stuff. I felt more heard listening to those guys speak than I ever have in my whole life, because they're just saying everything I go through on a daily basis. And I'm just like, wow, like, I'm not alone. You know, there is lots of people out there experiencing that. And I haven't got on to join them or express my own things, but they're so bloody good at it. They're pointing out all the right things. Let them go ahead. I mean, I feel I've done my job in a lot of ways. You know, I tried, you know, when there was the whole 9/11 thing and all that corruption, I was out handling leaflets. I was out, you know, doing the books. I was trying to tell everyone about it, the corruption that's going on in the world, blah, blah, blah. They're sick of me talking about it. And I was pissing people off, really. You know, it became my special interest then almost, and, you know, but I did the work. I got out there and I tried to inform people, and nobody listened, nobody cared, and I just got tired. Just got tired, got exhausted. You know? No, led nowhere, nobody. As somebody put it, you know, I don't know if it was a comedian or something the other day, they're like, all the stuff that's going on in the world, he's like, sometimes I'm like, I have to say to myself, is this shit real? Is this what's really going on? Can you, talking to the person beside you, can you not see this is what's happening? Like, you know, but they ignore it and it goes nowhere. Or there's something found on a laptop and these guys, like, or whether it's Hillary Clinton or something else, they do these huge crimes and they're just, you know, sweeped over. Nothing's printed about it. Nobody says anything. Everybody knows it. And it's just like, yeah, that's the way the world is. They're going to get away with it because they're powerful. And that's it. Nobody bats an eyelid. Yet somebody fucking does something stupid. It's like, oh, right, fucking 30 years for you. Life for you. Well, we can all see it. I don't know. And then that old answer that everybody gives, oh, it's just the way it is. Yeah, but it wouldn't be just the way it is if we didn't just keep saying that's just the way it is and did something about it instead. But I tell you, I've tried to do something about it and it fucking didn't work, so I fucking sort of agree with them at this stage. And who knows, it's all sorts of theories then as well, what it might be, all the bad parts of it. Is it the aliens? Do they need to the kids to eat them or something like that, all that kind of stuff, if all that's going on? Is that what it is? Is it the adrenochrome thing? You know, I've seen some stuff that has confirmed that. It's awful to think about. But when your quest is for truth, no matter where it brings you, and it ends up bringing you there, it's like, shit, didn't want to go there, but that's what truth is fucking trying to say. It's like, fuck, is that the reality behind the world then? The control of it or something? I don't know what it is. I mean, certainly from the outside, it just looks like cultish behavior with this religion that they believe in, whether it's satanic or Luciferian or with God or against God or with what they think is a real God. Isn't that the Gnostic version of it, or whatever they believe? And then believe is such a word, like, they have a problem with the word belief, because it just means sort of almost pretending something to be true. I mean, you might have some confirmation of things, but you're going along with it because of you know, everybody else is going along with it, whether it's in your club or in society or in your cult or whatever it is called, within social hierarchy, so that you can... get your social cred or whatever. That's not being a leader, is it? That's being a follower. But you get the perks, maybe. Doesn't seem like whatever perks you'd get for that, it doesn't seem like it would be much. Even if it was $1 million or whatever. Wouldn't seem worth it. It's like that question. What's that question? Would you like me to give you $50 million right now? The answer, of course, you'd say yes. Then you'd say, yeah, okay, but the clause in that is that I can give you the $50 million right now, but you will die tomorrow morning. Would you still want it? No, of course not. Okay, well, then it's worth $50 million for you to wake up tomorrow morning. And you kind of can't argue with that. You're like, yeah. Kind of is, if you put it like that. And then what is the ultimate answer if you believe in God then at the end of it? Because you're going to, well, if you do believe in it, that's who you're going to answer to in the end, whatever you believe that is. And then what is God? What do I believe God is? I'm not sure. Like, there's all these definitions, omnipotence and... like it's an intelligence that's everywhere and knows everything and just lets all these bad things go. I don't know. It does seem that there's other things there. Whether they're demons or higher beings of some sort. And the universe maybe itself has some sort of intelligence. And maybe our consciousness is not even local. There's been scientific experiments on that as well. A consciousness itself might not be a local, might not be just within our brains, like. So, then there's that. So, and we can just go round and round and philosophically go on all these tangents and things like that, but that's kind of what existential crisis is. That's what reality is. It is kind of existential. But if you stop somewhere as an answer and say, okay, that's the answer, just to feel comfortable and not to feel existential. Okay, fine, you'll feel comfortable. But it's an answer. And it might be a close answer, but it's not the truth. And then the truth does seem to be elusive. You know, everything seems to be then a half-truth or whatever. Didn't Manly P. Hall or somebody say that? but then it's also contradictory, you know, then it just all comes down to power and control then. I don't know. Like one of the things my friend was saying something about, I think I mentioned this before, I think I mentioned it on my podcast before about, being corporeal, which is, you know, we advance to, if we become transhuman, we become sort of half robotic or whatever word you want to use, because, you know, robotic stuff might eventually become biological anyway, so whatever that's going to mean, but that we advance, we make ourselves advance, or we have a hand in our own evolution or whatever, to become something that we don't need a body anymore, you know. He said this was in 2001, Space Odyssey, the books or whatever. And I didn't know that. But the basis I came to that idea was by getting rid of things. I was like, okay, well, what if we got rid of the digestive system? We didn't have the scarcity of food or whatever. If we didn't have that in our daily lives, how much better would the world be? Like if we had some other way of doing it, if we could soak up the sun or, you know, something else to get energy into our body rather than eating. You didn't need food or even water, say, whatever. We didn't need a digestive system. No, I was like, well, why stop there? Well, what about if we didn't need legs to move around? You know, if we didn't need appendages to do things, whatever. And then what if we didn't need to sleep, right? You know, and then what if we could just, I don't know, magically, you know, if we floated without feet, for example, or if we had a bubble that we could have around us at any time, you know, to protect us from the weather. Well, then we wouldn't need houses, we wouldn't need kitchens, we wouldn't need beds, you know, we wouldn't need food. We could just sort of float around. What would we do then? We basically just talk to each other, right? I guess. We just wouldn't need to do anything. And then to a stage where we'd combine with knowledge to be a light and all this kind of stuff, where we would just meld into the universe and we'd be the fabric of consciousness, but we'd all be one or something. You know, if you keep going down the line, that's eventually what's going to happen, I guess. But then if you want to be a separate entity, maybe you can do that as well. It's just, with a human brain, it's so hard to think of that sort of advanced stuff. When it, you know, but it can all be technology as well. But then when science breaks down nature, nature can tend to look like technology, and, you know, and technology to be like, can be supernatural looking as well, super nature or whatever. But they're also kind of magic, you know. So everything is kind of magic. Like, it is amazing. Everything is amazing. That's just the chair moving, by the way. I'm not farting. You can hear that. Anyway, yeah, I'll leave it at there for today. Interesting little tangents here and there. While my trade is still not going up here, so I don't know. Alright, I'll be right back. Alright, it's a couple of days later, I guess. I don't know where I left it off, but I can continue. I'll continue this story. Here's a ChatGPT. I tried to put a few more prompts. So let's see how this reads again. Amidst the intricate tapestry of our existence, a profound realization emerges, a revelation that reaches beyond the confines of our immediate circumstances. These individuals, concealed within secret societies, embarked upon their clandestine paths with noble intentions. They sought to shape a better world, safeguarding the wisdom they held in order to propel humanity towards progress. Yet somewhere along the way, they lost their way, succumbing to the seductive allure of power and control. Within the depths of their hidden chambers, they became custodians of esoteric knowledge, safeguarding it from the prying eyes of the profane. Their intentions rooted in the belief that tightly held secrets would ensure the preservation of wisdom veered off course. Fear and paranoia infiltrated their ranks, and they succumbed to the temptation to manipulate and gatekeep, perpetuating a cycle of control and deceit. But as the wheels of time turn and the new eon dawns, a glimmer of realization flickers within their ranks. The world has changed, and the need for transparency and collaboration has become paramount. The narrative must undergo a transformation, shifting from one of oppositional to a gradual coming together, a recognition that unity and shared knowledge hold the key to a future abundant in possibilities. It is time for these secret societies to shed the shackles of secrecy and emerge from the shadows. The world has outgrown the age of fear-based power dynamics. It yearns for a collective evolution. The dawn of a new era beckons, one where integration and collaboration replace division and isolation. In this pivotal moment of awakening, we must acknowledge that the true potential of humanity lies in our collective wisdom. No longer can we afford to hoard knowledge behind closed doors, confining it to the hands of a select few. It is time to tear down the barriers and welcome an era of shared understanding, where the wisdom of the ages finds resonance in the hearts and minds of all. Imagine a world where the fruits of knowledge are distributed freely, a tapestry woven with the diverse perspectives and interdisciplinary collaboration. It is a world where the exchange of ideas knows no bounds, where the collective genius of humanity thrives in an environment of abundance and cooperation. Let us envision a future where these secret societies, with their wealth of wisdom, open their doors to collaboration. Instead of wielding their knowledge as a tool of control, they embrace their responsibility to empower others and foster a global community built upon trust and mutual growth. In this paradigm shift, fear-based power structures can crumble, giving way to new narrative, one that celebrates the inherent potential within each individual. By dismantling the gates and relinquishing the reins of control, these secret societies become catalysts for transformation, guiding humanity, as they probably always have done, towards a future where abundance and progress reign supreme. The journey ahead may be fraught with challenges, but we must remember that true strength lies in unity. Together, we possess the power to forge a path towards a more enlightened world, one that transcends the limitations of fear and scarcity mindsets. So let us extend our hands to these secret societies, urging them to embrace the winds of change. The time for secrecy and gatekeeping has passed. The time for transparency and collaboration is at hand. By integrating their wisdom with the collective consciousness, we unlock the potential to shape a future that surpasses our wildest dreams. An abundant future where power is derived not from control, but from the shared pursuit of knowledge, empathy, and the betterment of all. As the veil of secrecy begins to lift, a myriad of challenges and obstacles emerge, entwined within the power structures, hierarchies, and traditions of these secret societies. The very fabric of their existence is woven with complexities that must be unraveled for a new era of openness and sharing to take hold. It is within this labyrinth of dynamics that we must navigate to foster a transformation towards transparency. At the heart of the matter lies the issues of power and ego. Within these secret societies, there are individuals who have ascended to positions of authority. Their status, accompanied by perks that grant them higher social standing and material wealth, overcoming the allure of personal gain and relinquishing the grip of ego becomes a formidable challenge. To break free from the chains of ego, these societies must embark on a collective introspection. They must question the foundations upon their power structures and how they're built, and redefine success beyond personal achievement. It requires a shift in consciousness, a recognition that true power lies not in the accumulation of wealth or the perpetuation of elitism, but in the emancipation and empowerment of all. Moreover, the traditions and rules that have governed these societies for centuries can become entrenched, resistant to change. Breaking free from those shackles of tradition requires courage, willingness to change and challenge long-held beliefs. It necessitates a reevaluation of the purpose of secrecy itself, whether it truly serves the greater good or merely perpetuates a sense of exclusivity and control. To encourage a spirit of openness, these societies must embrace the values of transparency, collaboration, and inclusivity. They must foster an environment where individuals are encouraged to share their knowledge, insights, and experiences without fear of retribution. This involves creating platforms for open dialogue where ideas can be scrutinized and debated, and where the scrutiny itself becomes the catalyst for growth and advancement. But how can they overcome such deeply and ingrained fear of revealing their so-called secrets? It requires a profound shift in perception. They must come to understand that true power resides not in the possession of esoteric knowledge, but in the shared pursuit of understanding and enlightenment. The dimensions they explore, whether they involve spirits, demons, devils, or familiars, can be subject to scientific exploration, inviting scrutiny, inviting examination. By embracing the scientific method, these societies can bridge the gap between ancient wisdom and modern understanding. They can invite scholars, researchers, and scientists to explore their realms, providing access to the knowledge and experiences that they have remained hidden for centuries. Through this collaboration, a synthesis of perspectives can emerge, enriching both scientific inquiry and the spiritual realms these societies inhabit. It is essential to recognize that this transformation cannot be accomplished overnight. It requires a commitment to self-reflection and unwavering dedication to the principles of transparency and collaboration, and a willingness to dismantle power structures that perpetuate inequality. It demands humility and recognition of the inherent worth and potential within each individual, irrespective of their position or status. In the pursuit of progress, these societies must find the courage to embrace the unknown. They must release their grip on the illusion of power derived from secrecy and instead embrace the empowerment that comes from shared knowledge. In doing so, they contribute not only to their own growth, but to the collective advancement of humanity. Let us join together in encouraging these societies to embrace this transformation, to venture into uncharted territories, and to welcome the scrutiny of the world. For it is through the integration of knowledge, the dissolution of boundaries, and the fearless exploration of the realms beyond that we can usher in an era of profound understanding and scientific enlightenment. So, like, ChatGPT is pretty good, you know. I just put in a couple of prompts there to sort of, you seen it was quite oppositional before, and now I've changed it into that, and tried to include how difficult it would be, the challenges, the issues that would arise. Obviously, if I was in a secret society and I came out, you say if I was, I don't know, a popular person or something, and said, yeah, basically we do these, you know, rituals with demons and devils, and, you know, of course the media would be on it like a hot snot, and, you know, you'd be demonized, sort of, no pun intended, but yeah, there would be problems and issues, but there's ways, I would say, that it could be done, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be just done that way. Again, though, I think, yeah, a lot of them probably started off with that intention for, you know, to preserve knowledge and things like that, and to help, to guide, to be a guiding hand, and all these different things. And I think, you know, maybe some of them have lost their way. Some of them have got caught up in, I think a lot of it might be caught up in sort of the intelligence community as well, like, you know, the CIA or the whatever different ones there is. There's all that going on as well. And I suppose then there's all the other political secrets of the world, of different countries and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this would be a great step towards a one world thing as well, which would be great. I mean, a one world, in essence, would be great politically, because we wouldn't have to have wars against each other or anything. So really it just depends on how the hierarchy then works. I guess it's hard not to have a hierarchy. I guess we'll always have a hierarchy, and therefore there will always be those few that are more powerful, but then maybe they deserve better perks and treats if they have that much responsibility to look after, you know. I mean, cows have it. Cows have a sort of a hierarchy. There's a leader, and they all just follow the leader, and that makes life easier for the other cows. They like it, you know. So it's nice to have people to lead us and whatever, even if they don't know what they're doing, which they probably don't. But I'm sure it's like extremely stressful as well when there's lots of other things to deal with. And there's probably so many other things that I don't understand about it all. Obviously, if you're not an initiate and you're profane, then how dare you want to know the knowledge or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But you know, if we can start understanding them, then hopefully the reciprocation is they can start understanding us. Well, they have a pretty good they have a better understanding than anyone probably of what, you know, what we actually are as humans and how easily we're manipulated and all the rest, and, you know, what actually makes us tick and who we really are, which is, I don't know, God, spirit, souls, part of a computer, who knows what the answers are and what the truth actually is. But, you know, I do think that other things seem to exist. The word, if we could just replace the word belief with it seems this way because blah, 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 you know, it seems this way because I've experienced this, this, and this. It seems this way because within this group, this, this, and this happened, or it seems this way because it seems this way to me. Instead of I believe, or that is definitely the way it is, it seems this way to me because, you know, it's almost become obvious to me because this, this, and this, and the experience and the way I view the world and the way these, you know, progression of whatever, it seems to me,